Back here at the big Glass Tech board for another edition of Glass Tech Game Reflections. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me. We're going to look back at the Giants game. Obviously not what the Broncos won, a 23-10 loss. There were some good moments. We're going to look at two plays, one on offense, one on defense. We'll start on offense. Virgil Green with this nice 24-yard catch down the seam here from Trevor Siemian. And this, it's all about the play action to Jamaal Charles that starts it right here. Watch the linebacker here gets frozen. Virgil Green has a free release with the linebacker frozen by the play fake. Green's able to get some space. The safety isn't able to react in time. And then Trevor Siemian, reading the play, sees the space, perfect timing, nice connection, and really a key point in the game. The Broncos were trying to get something going on offense. This was in the second quarter. Very key. You could see Virgil Green, how demonstrative he was on that play. Helped get the offense going when it was kind of languishing a bit and the Broncos need some momentum. You can see here from the angle. That's what Trevor Siemian saw. Nice play. Got the Broncos offense going. And getting the tight ends going next week could be very crucial because, of course, Emmanuel Sanders, Isaiah McKenzie, both out with sprained ankles. Going to need some plays from the tight ends. Virgil Green can make plays like that. Jeff Heirman, of course, had a touchdown later on against the Giants. Broncos will want to get him involved as well. On the defensive side, let's look at Adam Gotsis's sack here of Eli Manning. You watch Domantas Peko here. Two men, and then he gets inside. And, of course, Adam Gotsis, he's in one-on-one. Von Miller in one-on-one. They get the sack. The other thing to take a look at here is it's setting up. This is a coverage sack. You've got man coverage out here. Man coverage, Aqib Talib on the receiver there. Safety's over here involved. And basically, Eli Manning, he's looking in this direction. He sees man coverage, nowhere to go. And when you've got Adam Gotsis and Von Miller winning their one-on-one matchups, and then Domantas Peko getting inside to help set things up and force Eli Manning to go toward Gotsis, there you have the sack. Good team defense for the Broncos getting the sack, but clearly not enough for the win. Broncos hope for better next week in Los Angeles against the Chargers. We hope to have highlights from a win next week. We're back here at the Big Glass Tech board. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining us.